At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Matthew from Bothell is. Matthew, are you there?
I am. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Matthew and Steve Migs. That means it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Matthew has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
How many Showbox venues are there in Seattle?
2.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
Mick Jagger.
Correct. How many baby teeth does a child usually have?
Many as he has. 13?
No.
20.
Yes, 20. In which decade was the character Jason Voorhees first introduced?
70s.
No.
80.
Yes. In what southwestern state was Pluto discovered?
Southwestern state? Arizona?
Yes, sir. How many Major League Baseball teams' primary colors are orange and black?
Baltimore Orioles, 1.
No.
Houston, 2.
Well, you said 2, that's correct. Which part of the cheetah has the fewest spots?
Part of the cheetah's butt.
No.
Its tongue.
No.
Its head.
No. Whose nickname is the Muscles from Brussels?
The who?
Whose nickname is the Muscles from Brussels?
Ah.
What bodily fluid does a phlebotomist work with?
Blood.
Yes. Morocco is located on which continent?
Africa.
Yeah. With that, you scored.
Russell, is that? Oh, no, go ahead.
You can say it.
No.
You got 8 correct, Matthew. Very nicely done.
Cool.
Yeah, that is cool. But will Steve Migs be cool?
There he comes.
Hard to say.
I see him.
I see you.
I see you too, Steve. But are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. How many Showbox venues are there in Seattle?
There are 2.
There are. Who is the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
Mick Jagger.
Correct. How many baby teeth does a child usually have?
18?
No.
22?
No.
24?
No.
Damn.
In which decade was the character Jason Voorhees first introduced?
The 80s.
Yes. In what southwestern state was Pluto discovered?
New Mexico.
No.
Arizona.
Yes. How many Major League Baseball teams' primary colors are orange and black?
2.
Yes. What part of the
Orioles
cheetah has the fewest spots?
Which part of the cheetah?
Yes.
The butt.
No.
The stomach?
Yes. Whose nickname is the Muscles from Brussels?
That would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That would not be.
Oh. Jean-Claude Van Damme?
Yes. What bodily fluid does a phlebotomist work with?
Blood.
Yes. Morocco is located on which continent?
Antarctica.
No.
Africa?
Yes. Steve, with time on the clock, you just got a score of 9, and that is a win. 9-8.
Nice.
Nice performance, though, Matthew.
Good game, yeah. Enjoy the heat.
Thank yes, you. We will.
I'm the best.
Oh, he said enjoy the heat?
Yes.
I thought he said enjoy the meat. I'm like, oh, okay.
That's, you're a meat guy now, Steve. Everybody knows that.
I did that in Texas.
You skipped right over it. The number of teeth a child usually has is 20.
Just 20.
Yeah.
Has Barrett lost any teeth yet?
No, he doesn't even have any loose ones yet, but some of his little friends and cousins have lost a few, so they've got that like crazy mouth where they can whistle now, and it's very fun.
Tatum's got one loose one, and she's pretty fired up about it.
Have you heard what the Tooth Fairy is paying in 2025?
In our household, $3.
$3?
Maybe even a dollar.
Wow. Okay. I heard it's different up in Snohomish County.
What's it going for right now?
Well, one person that I know lost their first tooth, and they got $20 under their pillow.
Yes, that, man. She doesn't have that kind of concept of money anyway. I'll give her a dollar and she'll be happy.
You better work that out with the Tooth Fairy.
Okay, fair.
The Daily Mix Show.
Did you know that you could put a brand new warm winter coat on a local child in need for only $25? Steve Miggs, Coats for Kids is back for 2025, and we have a goal of $50,000. That will put 2,500 coats on local kids in need. And what's happening in the donation situation?
I got to give a shout out to the Rock Hogs so far. The generosity has just been amazing. We're only a couple of days in. Thanks to people like Jerry Ladson, who just donated $60. Kirsten Fellhauer donated $25. Corey Zimmerman donated $25. And a big shout out to Gail Saunders, who donated $125 to Coats for Kids.
So impressive. We just love you guys so much for stepping up this time of year. And you can make a donation to Coats for Kids at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
The website Screen Rant put together a list of classic rock songs that have some pretty wild backstories that you might not be aware of.
I know, I saw in the headlines that it's like mind-blowing stories about classic rock songs. And I'll be honest, when I was looking through some of these, my mind was actually blown by some of these stories.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
Some of these songs drew inspiration from horror or trauma, wild psychedelic experiments, things of that nature.
Movies.
Yeah, here are a couple of the examples.
Barracuda.
I mean, arguably one of the most well-known Heart songs.
It's my favorite of all. I'm not a huge Heart fan. I'm not like anti-Heart, but when I hear this song, no matter how many times I've heard it, I still love it. I did not know the meaning behind this song, though.
Apparently, their record label did this publicity stunt where they were implying that the sisters were having an incestuous affair. And so this was their response at the music industry exploiting them and kind of giving them the big F you.
It's crazy because some of the lyrics are about like lying and you got, you know, I never paid attention to the lyrics until I heard about this story and I'm like, damn. In a weird way, as awful as it is that they were accused of that, it inspired their greatest song.
Very spicy. Well, maybe
in my eyes, their greatest song. That's me being very selfish, but I think that's an incredible song.
Another song on the list, Screen Rant put together classic rock songs that have mind-blowing backstories.
Now that the smoke's gone.
Oh, yes. To me, this song is timeless.
It is. And it's 30 years old this year.
No, it's not. This came out like 5 years ago. Filter. Hey, Man, Nice Shot, which I think all of us were guilty at some point. Because this is like soon after Kurt passed.
Yes.
And I think a lot of people just assumed that this song was about Kurt Cobain, and it's not.
It was actually my husband, Brad, who told me the real backstory to the song because I didn't know. I assumed it was a Kurt Cobain suicide reference as well. But there was a Pennsylvania state treasurer who committed suicide during a press conference that was being televised.
Have you seen the... It's kind of haunting when now you realize that that's what that part is about.
Dark.
I've seen the video footage of that, and it's so abrupt and so quick, and it's haunting. I don't recommend anyone watching it, but it's like, I get why he probably saw that. He's like, you know, like any artist, you something happens and you're like, I need to turn this into like, I need to create, you know.
It's like a timestamp.
A song.
Yeah.
Like you find inspiration from the craziest stuff, but man, it's funny that most people growing up around that time are like, oh, it's an ode to Kurt Cobain, which is very, I mean, it's very tasteless if it was. Like,
sure.
When you really think about it.
Screen Rant's list of classic rock songs that have mind-blowing backstories, here is another.
So I took a big chance at the high school dance with a mister who was ready to play. Wasn't me, she a fool, and thought she knew what she was doing, and an old lover's here to say what she told me to.
Taken from a line from Young Frankenstein.
I did not know that. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
It's fun to hear this song. I mean, I love the Run DMC Aerosmith version, but I always forget how great the original is. I actually found the clip of the Young Frankenstein scene that got the inspiration for the title of the song. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So you remember Young Frankenstein?
Of course.
It's a funny film. Gene Wilder.
Absolutely.
It's a scene where like there's like this like butler type guy and he's trying to like take him somewhere and they're going down some stairs and then this happens.
Allow me, master.
Oh, thanks very much.
Walk this way. This way.
How weird is that? That's what inspired the song.
Well, and apparently the original lyrics that Steven Tyler wrote, he lost those in a cab. And then he was like freaking out and had to try to rewrite them on the studio walls. And then they recorded the song.
Yeah. So I'm such a nerd for Aerosmith stories in the studio because there's always interesting stories. I can't remember. I think the song is Sweet Emotion. And you know in that song, Sweet Emotion, in the beginning, it's got like the sound of, it sounds like a maraca or a shaker or eggs, you know, like the
yeah.
Apparently they didn't have a maraca or eggs in the studio. And they're like, what are we going to do? Steven Tyler grabbed a sugar packet and they just jacked up the microphone. And apparently that opening is just him playing a sugar packet. And
that
now
is
I can't,
awesome.
Anytime I hear the song, I'm like, I instantly picture Steven Tyler holding a little sugar packet. Whenever I grab a sugar packet, I'm like, man, they had to turn that mic up real loud to make that happen.
It is Screen Rant's list of classic rock songs that have mind blowing backstories. Here is another.
So, and I'm guessing it's because the music video is a story about a wartime guy that like pretty much lost everything except for the ability to think.
Yes, Metallica's One. It was inspired by a novel and film called Johnny Got His Gun,
yep.
Where the soldier is deaf, he's immobile, he can't see, but he can basically experience everything around him. So it's just an awful life. And it was the first metal song to ever win a Grammy.
And also the video is like they use scenes from that movie. Oh. And it's just like, I remember the first time I watched that, you know, being a Metallica fan, I was like, oh, this is so awesome. We have a Metallica video because they never were making videos.
Yeah.
And then when the video was done, I'm like, I just need to just sit here and reflect on life. It's a heavy watch.
Even when they perform it live, it gives you the goosies and all that. It's pretty wild.
The goosies.
We have one more on the list of Screen Rant's classic rock songs with mind-blowing backstories.
Just two straight songs that are about people who are deaf.
Yes.
And blind.
Yes. From the rock opera Tommy. It's Pinball Wizard by The Who. And apparently there was a music critic that was, kind of talking about their rock opera and said it needed like a lighter moment. So they made Tommy into this pinball wizard. So it was a story about this guy that, you know, he couldn't see, he couldn't hear, but he was brilliant on the pinball.
I think we need a fun, song. Okay, we'll write a fun song about a deaf, blind kid that plays pinball. That's amazing.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the simple question.
Let's start with Chandler from Tacoma. Chandler, what kind of animals do you have first?
So I have a... Good morning, guys. Again, this is the second time I've called in today because I have the horrible commute from Tacoma to Bellevue. So,
we're backed up on time. So tell us how you spoil your dog.
So I actually have a cat.
Okay.
And he's allowed to sleep under the covers with me when I go to bed.
That's awesome. And I don't think that's weird at all.
No. 206-803-ROCK. Bill from Graham, what dumb way do you spoil your pet?
I will feed them what I'm eating. So yesterday I stopped and watched a softball game. They each got a hot dog.
Nice.
At least they're not eating what they're eating.
Right.
That would be weird.
206-803-ROCK. Dawn, delivering mail in Eatonville. How do you spoil your pet?
Well, we have a beagle, and she is very food-driven, so she doesn't get table scraps or anything, but she gets a ton of greenies, too many, my husband thinks, and she does get to sleep with us, too.
Oh, I kind of sorry. Those greenies ain't cheap.
No, they're not at
all. It's ridiculous how much they charge.
206-803-ROCK. Tony from Port Orchard, our simple question, what way do you spoil your pet?
So, we just got a new kitten. About 2 months ago, 8-week-old kitten, and my wife and I both work from home, so this kitten gets to sleep on one of our laps all day, every day, no matter what's going on.
That is the good life right there, for sure.
Spoiled life right there.
206-803-ROCK, Joshua in Gig Harbor, what dumb way do you spoil your pet?
Hey, guys, I give them treats, and I give her tennis balls that she likes tearing up, and I throw them for her. But, yeah.
Nice. That's we have awesome. Tennis ball dogs, too.
Yeah. Do your dogs just destroy those balls?
Oh, they destroy everything.
That's what
I mean, they destroy everything. They're 90 pounds.
Yeah, it's like, even with DJ, it's like 20-something pounds. It's like, any toy we get, we're like, that's going to be done in about 24 hours.
We should see how long it takes them to get the squeaker out. Put a timer on and see whose dog is faster.
What do you do to spoil your pets?
Well, really, our neighbors do it because they buy really bougie treats for their animals, and then their animals oftentimes are so bougie themselves that they turn their nose up. So we just inherit the bougie treats from our neighbors and never have to buy any.
It's like keeping up with the car dog she in.
Yes.
I'm really sorry.
The Daily Mix Show.
We had a fantastic chat with Mariners broadcaster Gary Hill Jr.
I freaking love Gary.
He might be my new favorite person ever.
Such a good dude.
He ended up sharing a story about Sweet Lou Piniella.
And we're talking to Gary Hill Jr., one of our broadcasters for the Seattle Mariners. And speaking of broadcasters, joining you in the booth was Jay Buhner. I got to imagine you have a Jay Buhner story. And if you do, can you share it with us?
It's the greatest. You know, it's so funny. I'm a Tacoma kid, so I grew up a Mariners fan. And so, you know, it's funny because I do this job. It's my everyday. I get used to it. But there are moments in this thing where I'm like, I am here talking to Jay Buhner, who I watched as a kid, was one of my heroes as a kid. And then I'll go downstairs and I'll have a chat with Edgar Martinez. And it's like, what is going on?
What is my life?
I can't believe this is happening. You know, I'm just chatting with Dan Wilson, like all these guys that I was a huge fan of growing up. And yeah, I'm just interacting with him in my daily life. I love having Jay around. He's super fun. He's super funny. I love hearing the old stories about back in the day as well. He was talking about, man, I had not heard this one, where he was talking about Lou Piniella after a ball game. And, you know, they had the post-game meal for the players on this long table. And Lou, of course, was super mad after a game, you know, which would happen from time to time. And just flips the thing over, right? And the food goes everywhere. And there was like, he caught the rug on fire, right? And so there's like this fire going, and they throw some milk that all they had, they didn't have water anymore. So they throw this milk on the fire, and they chose not to clean it the rest of the year. So everything smelled like burned milk the rest of the season. So great. It's stuff like that. I love it.
That's Sweet Lou for you.
I mean, I've heard of Lou Piniella meltdowns. I didn't know he set fire to carpets.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Isn't that great?
There was something about the visual of a Mariners clubhouse where there's a little bit of a fire and people are like, we need to put this fire out quick, grab something, and somebody comes over. I don't know why. I'm picturing like Ken Griffey Jr. with like a jug of milk. You're like, here, this will do the trick.
I mean, I'm just, in my brain, I'm thinking, like, that smell must have been so rancid.
Yeah.
I mean, it would probably, like, soak, like, into your pores and stuff, into your clothing.
Maybe they had a good year, and they should be doing that now.
Maybe that's the good luck charm.
Well, Sweet Lou was known for that. Like, he was known for, like, these epic meltdowns. And when he was sharing the story, I started picturing there was a time when I first started working in radio. It was one of the, it was day one working at the end. This was my first big break of, like, getting to work at a big radio station. Worked at some small ones before that. And I was so excited. I show up to work, and there was a guy who I worked with having an epic meltdown. I had yet to meet this guy. And so he's in a little production room, kind of like how like we have like our phone screeners booth, a small box. Mm-hmm. And I swear, it was like a cartoon. You just see all these reels and carts. Like back in the day, before we had everything computerized, like these cartridges and like they were like cassette tapes or 8-tracks. And everything's flying, hitting the walls. I'm like, what the hell? He's having a straight up meltdown. He walks out. Like, as if nothing happened, says, hey, I'm blah, 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 nice to meet you, shakes my hand, goes back in there, continues to melt down. And that was, like, his thing. He would be melting down in a room by himself, but whenever he was around any of us coworkers, he was, like, the most pleasant guy. It was, like, the funniest thing.
He just needed a little moment to get it out of his system, I guess.
100%.
Often.
Did you ever have somebody who was, like a I don't know if you would say that guy was, like, a Lou Piniella, but, like, the person who had epic meltdowns at work?
I mean, not really. I had this boss back in the day that he just had this. He was from upstate New York, and he just had this different kind. He just had a different kind of attitude when it came to, like, sales and things like that. So
I bet he was from Schenectady.
Oh, God. I would take him out on calls with me, and I would have been, like, working, trying to, like, sell this client for months, and then I'd bring him on a call, and he would, like, blow it for me all the time. And not because he was, like, having a meltdown, but just because he had this, like, attitude.
That energy.
And I'm like, dude, you're ruining everything for me. And then he's like, why are you so bad at your job? And I'm like, because you're destroying all of my good hard work, sir.
We need to take that energy level and knock it down a few notches.
It was just awful.
Now, Danny, have you been around any workers that have had epic meltdowns that we don't know?
No, Steve, I have not.
All right, what about ones that we do know?
Hey.
Well, maybe we have some Lou Piniella type stories in our listening audience, Steve Miggs. What was your Lou Piniella moment, maybe personally, or maybe a coworker had a Lou Piniella moment? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Former Mariners manager Lou Piniella had an epic meltdown one time that was so gnarly, he ended up setting fire to the carpet.
He caught the rug on fire. There's just like this fire going, and they throw some milk that all they had. They didn't have water anymore, so they throw this milk on the fire.
And they said that the entire locker room or wherever it was smelled like burnt milk for like the rest of the season.
So have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella type of individual, or maybe you had a Lou Piniella moment yourself? Call now and tell us the story. 206-803-ROCK.
Got a few great text messages. This one said, I worked at an Outback Steakhouse. It was in the middle of a busy rush on a Saturday. It was always crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Outback. Bloomin' onion, baby. Sorry. My manager got upset about something, picked up a potato off of a plate that was supposed to go out, chucked it across the room. It stuck to the wall. Everybody looked around in silence, and then they just went about on their business like as if he didn't throw the potato.
I feel the fact that it stuck on the wall would have made me bust out laughing.
Yes!
That's not what I would have been expecting.
Like, I didn't ask for mashed potatoes, sir. No, probably not a good idea to say that. This one, I think, might be my favorite of all the meltdowns. And it didn't really happen like where it was like a physical meltdown, a verbal meltdown. It was a cyber meltdown. Apparently, this person texted and said, my buddy got passed up on a promotion to an underqualified guy. And he had the best meltdown. He sent a reply all email to 400 plus of our employees. He titled it, I'm out. It included a list of everybody he hated. And then it ended with him saying, F you all except Tim. I'm Tim. And added a meme of SpongeBob walking out of the Krusty Krab.
Oh my gosh.
You know, sometimes I get so annoyed. I think we all do with the reply alls. And like, you're just like, okay, we don't need to reply all. All day with this crap, do we? All freaking day.
It's bad email etiquette.
And it's like, there's no way to opt out. Now, that's a reply all I would like to be a part of.
I will subscribe to that email. 206-803-ROCK. Have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella having meltdowns all the time? Or what was your Lou Piniella moment? 206-803-ROCK. Dakota from Renton, tell us your story.
I was working at a place in Kent, and the owners were just known to be like the most angry people. Like, customers knew it all the time, but all the employees knew it especially. And like, I was out stocking shelves, and this my coworker, he was a good buddy of mine, and he was doing something, and then just the owner just came up and just like
in front of like a whole crowd of people, like customers, like elderly people and everything. He told this guy, he's like, what are you doing? Can you please pull your head out of your ASS? And so he, like, constant, on a consistent basis, he would do this and cuss in front of, like, customers. There's the, they had a few sons that worked at this place as well, and I was like...
Oh, Dakota, we...
Have
you ever been in a place where, like, the boss is obviously reprimanding or, like, laying into the... And I'm always like, this is such a bad look.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I'm shopping, like, a clothing store and you just hear them kind of, like, talking them down, I'm like, couldn't you go in the back to handle this or just speak to the person like an adult? Like, I don't even want to shop there anymore.
That is what I was going to say. That kind of makes me want to, like, walk out and never come back if that's the vibe.
You should just walk up and say, I'm not buying this pair of jeans because of you, buddy.
You're a stinker.
Okay, well, fucking crazy, right?
206-803-ROCK, what was your Lou Piniella moment, or have you ever worked with a Lou Piniella?
I could kind of slightly relate to this one. I've never gone this level, but I've been very frustrated with our printers here at our radio station.
Oh.
So my coworker spent 20 minutes trying to fix a jammed copy machine, and it kept saying paper jam, tray 3. And he kept screaming, it's not jammed, and then kicked the machine. HR had to have him take a mandatory anger management course.
That's very Office Space of that person.
And he also made it a point to say tray 3 did have paper in it.
Oh, no. I mean, honestly, at this in 2025, I barely know how to work a printer or a copy machine anymore.
Well, there are times where you have a paper jam, and it tells you exactly how to remove it, and I do all this stuff. I take it all out. There's no paper in there. Close it all up. Hit the button again. Still says there's a paper jam. I'm like, you're just effing with me, printer.
And then we wait for our HR person to get here, and they fix it for us.
And the next thing you know, I'm taking an anger management course here.
206-803-ROCK. Ted from Quilcene. Have you ever had a Lou Piniella moment?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
So I recently went to the shipyard. I had some VA medical issues, and had my FMLA paperwork. Everything was in a row. And they kept sitting on my paperwork. About 2.5 months in, our superintendent, I had been overheard telling him if he didn't stop messing with my money, I would bounce his head off his desk.
And then what happened?
Oh, I'm no longer in the yard, so you do the math.
But you know what? Not that that's the way to handle. Don't mess with people's money. Like, if you have a company and you're supposed to pay them at a certain time, do it.
Yeah. And be prepared for repercussions if you don't.
I remember having that happen. It was not here. It was a different radio station. I'm like, hey, I haven't been paid yet. And they're like, oh, there's some issues with blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm check to check. Like, I don't make a lot of money here. I have to pay my rent. I would like my money. We don't understand why you're getting so frustrated with us. Because I don't have money.
Well, did you threaten to bounce their head off the desk?
I didn't. I should have pulled a Tim and said, look, I'm going to use your head like a Ted. I'm going to pull a Ted and use your head like a basketball.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country,
Hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.